for Lucette. It's been a long time since I was here last time. And I was just passing through. It's been a long time since I, although, you know, I'm also involved in preaching in Turkey. And so I'm not a stranger anymore to wearing Western clothes. There we also have a nice congregation of devotees, mostly Turkish devotees. And it's another island in the Muslim world in which people are taking serious interest in teachings of Srila Prabhupada as that's perfect, as his divine grace gave him to us. Thank you. Yesterday I was mentioning that when I first used to go to Hungary, that was still during the communist regime time. It started in 1987, and it was only in 89 that the Berlin Wall fell. So at that time I used to have to go to programs, which were not programs like this, smaller programs. I used to have to travel with a wig as well as Western clothes. And there usually the stakes were a little higher, because if they caught you, then, well, at least the most they could do would be deport me, but that would mean I would be able to come back. But the other devotees, they could potentially end up being in jail. But Srila Prabhupada had said that he said, in Russia, but mostly actually in the Eastern Bloc countries, because they were easier to get into. Since 1972-73, devotees had been distributing books. Prabhupada had said, by distributing books, it says communism will fall. And it happened. Within 15 years of Srila Prabhupada saying that, aside from China, which is a form of communism, but certainly not what it originally was, communism fell, it disappeared, all of these countries. And they used to smuggle books in, devotees used to come in as tourists, and they'd line the walls of the car doors with books and smuggle them in at a lot of personal risk. And we did the same thing for Hungary. We had the first book was Bhagavad Gita. And Easy Journey. Those are the two books that were translated at that time. And I had some devotees. Of course, selling books on the street was not possible there. It was mostly devotees by hand to hand, but they would take these books around, they would give to friends. But because the regime was quite lax, the Hungarians hated the Russians, so anything to go against what they wanted, they were sort of willing to risk. And many tourists, Hungarian tourists, would go out to Vienna. And so we had devotees who would be in Vienna walking around on the street listening to who spoke Hungarian. And we'd stop them on the street and then sell them a book. Actually, even before that, I was stationed in the UK from 1980 till, say, about 10 years ago. And even there, I used to have one godbrother. That was before really my interest or involvement in Hungary at all. He would go to the truck stops where the Hungarian, because, you know, Hungary has very good fertile soil, so fruits, vegetables, produce, they will provide to England. England, there's nothing there except for potatoes. It's a country that starves to death. England has 3 days' supply of food. So if someone does a blockade of the English Channel, the whole country starves. It wouldn't take much to bring England on its knees. In the stores and warehouses, they have enough food to feed everyone for 3 days. And so they would, truckers would bring their trucks, Hungarian produce, and Mr. Bodhi Kirtirash Prabhu, my godbrother, he would go to the truck stops and he would give these truckers Bhagavad Gitas, and then these books would come back and communism fell. Prabhupada predicted, so distribute books and it will fall. Anyway, let's chant Hare Krishna a little. And you do that for an hour, 45 minutes. And then maybe if you can think about any other topic that you'd like to discuss, I will open my songbook because I'm 67 years old and I forget the melodies, so I have everything written down. Mantra I don't forget, but melodies.